Nisheu Benois Chabad, the Rebbe's pride and joy. The shul is packed with people, hundreds, even thousands of them. The cities they have traveled from here read like a global geography lesson, spanning the vast expanses of the United States and Canada. New York, Detroit, Cincinnati, Miami, Minnesota, Los Angeles, Montreal, Vancouver, and more, to locations across oceans and continents. They have come to hear the words of the Nasi Hadar and garner guidance and inspiration for their holy work at home, each one in their own area. Is it possible? Thousands of people fill every bench and bleacher in the grand downstairs aisle of 770, yet there is not even a minion present? For these devoted chassidim are women and girls, every single one of them. When was such a sight ever seen before? The Nasi Hadar dedicating his time and focus in such a marvelous manner to the women of Anshei Shulmenu, and not as an isolated incident, but multiple times every year. Travel to a city with a firm community, you will find nothing which can compare. Our Rebbe, the Nasi Hadar, launched a metaphorical revolution in the setting of women and girls within Yiddishkeit and Chassidus Chabad. As the Rebbe explained in Kundris on the greatness of Jewish women, the emphasis the Friedrich Rebbe, and by extension our Rebbe, placed on the role of a woman in Avodas Hashem is not as and also had, but a unique and fundamental. The qualities of women are essential to the fulfillment of our core mandate as Yidden, to create a Dirab Tachtonim and bring the coming of Mashiach. The vehicle through which the Rebbe launched this revolution is the renowned and storied organization Agudas Nisheu Benois Chabad, shorthand Nisheu. The riveting account of the Rebbe's launch of this organization is subject of this article. A Simchas Torah Fabrengen. Simchas Torah Day 5713, Tavshin Yud Gimel, a mere year and a half after the Kabbalah Sanasiyas on Yud Shvat 5711, Tavshin Yud Aleph, the crowd of Chassidim filling the small and as of yet only Zal of 770 to the roof joyously participated in the Rebbe's Fabrengen. Suddenly, as the Rebbe began the third Sicha, an entirely new organization, one neither planned nor initiated by the Chassidim, saw its debut. The Friedrich Rebbe would publish his sichas and letters in Yiddish, the Rebbe said, unlike the previous Rebbeim who did so exclusively in Lashon HaKodesh. One reason he gave was to allow women and girls the ability to access the content, thereby inspiring them in their service of Hashem. To strengthen this, the need has arisen to establish an association of Chabad women and girls, Agudas Nisheu Benois Chabad. The Rebbe went on to ask that the new organization be up and running by Shabbos Bereishis, just a few days hence, and of course, that is indeed what took place. The Israeli Connection. As it happened, the genesis of Nisheu Benois Chabad began even earlier. In a letter dated 24th of Sivan, 5711, Tavshin Yud Aleph, the Rebbe wrote to Vada Pearl of Agudas Chassidei Chabad of Eretz Yisrael, Aguch. In my view, it is necessary to organize a special women's division of Aguch, to organize both women who are Chassidim and all those who hold the spirit of Chabad dear to their heart and soul, to arrange activities for women generally. As is self-understood, this requires a unique approach and goals. In its own twist of events, the well-known chassid, Reb Zusha Volmovsky, became heavily involved in launching the Israeli Nisheu organization, predating the central moesed with tremendous hatzlacha. Things moved quickly, and on Sukkot 5713, just over a year later, the very first women's conference of the Israeli Nisheu Benois Chabad took place. As mentioned above, a few days later on Simchas Torah 5713, the Rebbe launched the central Agudas Nisheu Benois Chabad in America. Auxiliary to no one. Successful organizations for frum women already existed at this point. In the early 5710s, Tavshin Yuds, most Jewish communities and organizations had a ladies' auxiliary. This was an association of women who typically raised needed funds for the community organization or assisted in some other way. Nisheu was different. As the Rebbe set out the new organization goals, Nisheu existed to support women in their service of Hashem, both internally and reaching out to others. It did not serve to assist other mainstream organizations. In fact, one thing that was absolutely off the table during the early years of Nisheu was active fundraising. In numerous letters and instructions, the Rebbe explained that raising its own funds would give the new organization an uncomfortable character and make it seem akin to numerous lady auxiliaries that already existed. Rather, the budget of the central Nisheu Benois Chabad in those years was covered entirely by the Rebbe. This went on for many years. Eventually, the Rebbe wanted the organization to stand on its own feet and raise the funds needed for the program. As can be expected, this new type of women's organization required a fundamental shift of perspective. In a letter dated the first day of Rish Chedesh Elul 5714, Tavshin Yud Dalet, the Rebbe writes to Rebbe Tzal Wilshansky, May it be Hashem's will that a fundamental shift take place in the attitude of women of Anash toward the entire idea of Neshei Ubnei Chabad, for which purpose a fundamental shift must take place in the attitude of the men of Anash. Apparently, it is not yet clear to everyone how essential the matter is. Rapid growth. In 5713, after the Rebbe launched the new Moisid, the Rebbe directed Rabbi Yosef Weinberg, who was involved in the Ladies Auxiliary of Lubavitch Yeshivas, to get the organization off the ground. The Rebbe quoted from Kisvei HaRizal that the generation of Jewish women who wandered through the desert with Moshe Rabbeinu was outstanding in many respects. One of the women's greatest merits was that they refused to bow down to the Egel HaZav, the golden calf. Amongst the rewards promised to these righteous women was that their souls would come down into this world in the generation preceding the coming of Mashiach. Based on this declaration by the HaRizal, the Rebbe felt that it was the perfect time to establish Neshei Ubnei Chabad, an organization that would inspire its members to bring more Chassidishkeit into their own homes and bring closer other women to Yiddishkeit and Chassidus. The Rebbe continued quoting the writings of the HaRizal, further saying, "In this generation, and as a part of the Jewish woman's reward, the husbands will follow their wives. Talmidei Chachamim nishmaim l'nashiseim. If you want to accomplish anything with the men, accomplish first with the ladies." The executive board of Neshei Chabad was made up of the Rebbetzin Tamar Gerari, Mrs. Miriam Popak, and Mrs. Sarah Kanov. The first official meeting of Neshei Chabad took place at the Gross home in Crown Heights, and mailings were done from their basement. Initially, only a few women participated. In fact, the Rebbe acknowledged this reality in a Sicha on Simchas Torah, encouraging the initial entrants to not be intimidated by small numbers and to trust that growth will indeed come. Mrs. Sharfstein, who started Neshei of Cincinnati, Ohio, in 5715, Tavshin Tesvav, relates, "My husband and I moved to Cincinnati in the fall of 1954 to teach. In a Fabringen during Shvat, the Rebbe spoke about women getting together to learn in general, and especially about their mitzvahs. Shortly afterward, Reb Avraham Drizin, who would come regularly to Cincinnati to fundraise, visited and stayed at our house. He asked if we heard what the Rebbe said. When I said yes, he asked, 'So what are you doing about it?' I looked at him in shock and explained that there were only one or two other women who were even possibly interested. He simply said, 'Okay, call them,' and handed me the phone. So I did. I called one woman. She thought of another woman who thought of another. So we started with five women. From that, it grew to hundreds. Throughout those formative years, the Rebbe regularly encouraged different women to launch or participate in the Neshei chapters in their respective cities. For example, on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan 5713, just days after the Sicha launching the new Meisid, the Rebbe wrote to Mrs. Rachel Kunin from the Bronx. He shared with her about the start of a new group of women to get together, learn halachas that are relevant to them, discuss matters relating to their children's education, and learn about the weekly Sedra and talks from the Friedrich Rebbe. The Rebbe asks her if she can get together with other local women to launch a branch in her area. A few days later, on 23rd of Cheshvan, the Rebbe wrote to Rebbe Shalom Zalman Hecht in Chicago, following up on a conversation the Rebbe had with his wife to see whether she had already started Neshei activities. Numerous other such examples exist. Multiple times, the Rebbe stressed that Neshei is not limited to certified Lubavitchers or dependent on which Nusach the women daven, nor whether their husbands put on a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Rather, all those who agree that Hashem must be served not only emotionally, but also using one's intellectual powers are already included within the term Chabad. Indeed, on a number of occasions, the Rebbe asked women from outside the Lubavitch community to get involved. On 26th of Kislev 5713, the Rebbe wrote to Anash of Dublin, Ireland, expressing appreciation for the report regarding their launch of Neshei there, and pointing out that not every participant needs to be from Chabad background. The core requirement is simply that they desire to become closer to Chabad. Additionally, the Rebbe noted that generally the speakers and lecturers from the chapter should be sourced from the participating women themselves, though it is of course all right if, when appropriate, a man would offer a class or the like. On a similar note, on the 25th of Cheshvan 5713, the Rebbe wrote to Reb Shalom Rifkin of St. Louis, Missouri, asking him to find ways to launch an Neshei chapter in his city, stressing that the official leaders must be women, though he and others can help keep the momentum going. Similarly, in a letter to Neshei of Tel Aviv on Rosh Chodesh Nissan 5715, the Rebbe noted that many of the participating women can lecture as well. In 5713, the Rebbe asked Rabbi and Mrs. Benzion Shemtov, then the pioneers of Chabad in London, along with other local Lubavitchers, to start a local Neshei chapter. Mrs. Friedel Sudak, daughter of the Shemtovs, was then a young girl, as she relates. At first, only about 6 to 8 Lubavitch women would attend the regular meetings in each other's homes, three of whom were older and the rest were new mothers. Yet each woman invited her neighbors, and the group saw rapid growth. Whenever someone prominent traveled through London from New York, such as Rabbi Yaakov Yehuda Hecht or Rabbi Yosef Weinberg, who often served as the Rebbe's liaison for women's matters, the Rebbe instructed them to address the local neshe. Mrs. Sudak would originally babysit for those mothers who wanted to attend the meeting. Yet, after some time passed, she became the one to give a shiur in the Rebbe's sicha, despite her relative youth. She recalls that the Rebbe instructed London neshe to learn 3 items at each meeting. 1. Something from the weekly parsha. 2. Halachas that are relevant to women. And 3. Chassidus achieved by recounting a Chassidus HaMaisa. London was one of the original branches alongside Crown Heights, Brownsville, Montreal, Toronto, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Worcester, and Pittsburgh, who laid the groundwork for the hundreds of branches and tens of thousands of participants in the years ahead. Opposition. The novelty of Neshe's groundbreaking work did give rise to some opposition. In 5714, Mrs. Shula Kazin, living in Cleveland, Ohio, had just given birth to her son when she received a letter from the Rebbe asking her to launch a local branch of LWO, Lubavitch Women Organization, i.e. Neshe. As she related, she was then contending with ill health and motherhood and did not feel up to stewarding the project forward. Yet, a surprising set of circumstances led to her connecting with a local Jewish woman who was active in the Cleveland Jewish scene and who dearly wished for a local branch of Neshe to be established. And indeed, that is what happened. At the time, Mrs. Kazin relates, we had been publicizing Neshe activities in the local Jewish newspaper. Some criticized us for it. They felt that women's issues did not belong in a mainstream publication due to tznius concerns. The Rebbe, of course, encouraged me to continue. In previous generations, Jews gave Matan B'Seser. But today, it's different, he said. When it's published in a newspaper that Moshe has given a contribution, then Chaim too wants to give. If it's published that Bracha has given, then Sarah too wants to give. Publishing good activities publicly encourages more to participate. When Mrs. Kazin first started the organization, participating women began donating funds towards the activities. She took no pay for her work, but some community members suspected her of using the funds for personal needs. Understandably, this deeply upset her. She raised the issue with the Rebbe, and the Rebbe replied, "People always talk. You cannot stop others from talking, but you will succeed." The Rebbe advised her to encourage participants to put money in a large tzedakah box at each meeting. Demographic differences. Neshe Ubenos Chabad, the name the Rebbe gave to the organization in his very first sikh on the topic, mentions 2 distinct demographics, women and girls. Neshe of Montreal asked the Rebbe how to handle the different demographics when the issues confronting them are not all the same. On 22nd of Cheshvan 5715, the Rebbe responded, "Some issues and questions have a broad appeal, and some are relevant to specific ages. Thus, some gatherings should be arranged for all members of the branch, where broader matters are discussed. And additionally, individual groups can be formed for specific groups and ages, though the general meetings for all participants should occur often." In a letter to Rabbi Zalman Kazin dated Yud Gimel Tammuz 5714, the Rebbe advised him to launch a separate branch for younger women, as sitting with older women might be unappealing for the younger aged women, but to ensure that this is done diplomatically. From the above, it is clear that Neshe Ubenos Chabad exists to serve girls and women of every age, each in their own way and working as one whole. Learning, conventions, publications, and more. So what was this new Maisit spearheaded by the Rebbe going to do? What would be its primary activities? On the 28th of Tammuz 5712, the Rebbe wrote to the earlier Israeli branch of Neshe Ubenos Chabad and laid out the main tasks he saw the new association performing. The Rebbe divided these tasks into 2 sections. 1, on behalf of the participants themselves. These included A, getting together regularly to learn about topics such as Parshas HaShavua, topics of each Yom Tov as it approaches, and relevant halachas and so on. B, learning appropriate Maamarei Chassidus, Sichas, or the like that cover the fundamental of Teiras HaChassidus, its Minhagim and Hadrachas, thus strengthening the spirit and light of Chassidus in the participant's home. 2, on behalf of others, these included A, to exert themselves with great energy for the good of others who are closest, i.e., on behalf of the chinuch of their own sons and daughters, the Jewish boys and girls in their neighborhood. B, to lead a powerful campaign to strengthen Yiddishkeit in general, especially in the areas of Taras HaMishpacha, Kashrus, and an upstanding kosher education. C, to strengthen Moistis that provide an upstanding kosher education. This is especially so by actively participating in all Chabad educational institutions in Eretz Yisrael, in practical by assisting with arrangements for food and accommodations, ensuring proper cleanliness and appropriate attire and the like. These same ideas, permeated perhaps into an appropriate form for every time and place, have been the bread and butter of Nishe branches all over the world. Most importantly, the purpose of Nishe is to do all the above as a group. In the Sikha of Simchas Torah 5713, the Rebbe emphasized the public influence of a group of women working together has above and beyond that of the individual. Firstly, new people will hear about the activities when done in a group, and secondly, they will be able to participate as well. Thus, Nishe B'nois Chabad became a vehicle, not simply to strengthen the Avedis Hashem of women themselves, but to become a key part of impacting the world and bringing Mashiach.